This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A federal judge has approved a partial settlement of the civil charges facing the disgraced telecommunications giant WorldCom. Under the settlement, WorldCom has agreed to extensive monitoring of its accounting and corporate governance procedures, but the judge said he was deferring a decision about what kind of penalties to impose on the company. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Under the settlement, WorldCom must hire an outside consultant to review its internal auditing policies. It also has to provide training to its corporate officers and its accounting personnel in ways to avoid future improprieties. It will be up to the court-appointed monitor, former SEC Chief Richard Breeden, to decide whether the company is living up to the terms of the settlement. Judge Jed Rakoff said he was pleased with the cooperation WorldCom has shown the court so far, saying the company has made laudable progress in correcting its past mistakes, but he said he would decide later how much of a fine to levy against the company. James Cox, professor of securities law at Duke University, says that Rakoff is essentially holding the threat of a stiff fine over the company's head.
That is, let's see how well WorldCom behaves here and cooperating with Mr. Breeden and their outside consultants and making progress, and then we go back into the court and appear before the judge and decide what the fine is going to be. Any foot dragging is going to make that fine go up.
WorldCom acknowledged earlier this year that it deceived investors by misstating more than $9 billion in expenses. In the wake of the scandal, the company was forced into bankruptcy, and several of its top executives, including former Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan, are facing criminal charges. Since then, the company has been anxious to put the scandal behind it. It recently named former Hewlett-Packard executive Michael Capellas as its new CEO, and Breeden said yesterday he expects the company board members who were there at the time of the fraud to step down. Cox says the settlement approved yesterday could give the company an additional boost by helping to persuade lenders and investors that the company's troubles are behind it.
They can really say to everybody, look, we're under the best scrutiny here. Former chairman of the SEC, we have a court looking at us, we have these governance improvements. I mean, our problems are behind us, and this is the tablet for setting out the game plan for a better tomorrow.
WorldCom itself issued a statement yesterday saying the agreement was, quote, squarely in line with steps we are already taking to restore public confidence in the company. The settlement does nothing to resolve the criminal charges filed against individuals who worked at WorldCom. Of those charged so far, four have agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. Another, Scott Sullivan, has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.